Welcome back to EcoTalk, and welcome to our partners segment. And in this Environmental Partners Corner, we're going to be sponsored. We are sponsored, in fact, by the Natural Resources Defense Council. It is the nation's leading environmental action organization. NRDC uses law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect the planet's wildlife and wild places and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all living things. And that should be what our Interior Secretary does, but it hasn't quite been that way in the case of Gail Norton. And she announced this week that she will be stepping down after 5 years. And you could hear a collective sigh and perhaps a good riddance from much of the established environmental community to talk about her legacy and also about the person who has been tapped to step into her shoes. We're going to chat with Sharon Buccino. She's a senior attorney and director of the NRDC's land program. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to.
Okay, so I think there's some happiness, but maybe some hesitation because we may get someone who's no better. But first, let's look back. And what is Norton's legacy? What will she be most remembered for?
Well, she really has taken an approach of making energy use the dominant use of our public lands. And that, unfortunately, has compromised many of their many other important values, whether it's for recreation or solitude or hunting, fishing.
And she's been really trying hard to open up the Arctic to oil drilling. Was that something she really championed?
Yes. I mean, she really was the administration's person in the lead on that issue. She came in with that mission at the very beginning and has been vigorously pursuing it. And, of course, that hasn't happened yet. But at the same time, there's been a lot that has happened, particularly in the Rocky Mountain West, where we have seen drilling for oil and gas reach, skyrocketing numbers.
And what kind of mark does she leave on her national park system?
Well, on the national parks, I think when people think of the West public, the public lands in the West, a lot of people do think of the national parks. They represent just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the legacy that we've been given by great conservation leaders in the past, Teddy Roosevelt, for example. A lot of the land and a lot of the land that Gail Norton has left her mark on is outside of the national parks. It's land managed by the Bureau of Land Management, but those are some of the areas that are closest to the urban areas where people reside and are a real resource in terms of areas to escape to and even just to know they're there.
Is there a sense that Gail Norton was a puppet for this administration, or is she really personally behind some of these matters that she tried to push forward that many environmentally minded people would say were pushing us backwards?
Well, in my mind, she's really been a puppet for industry, unfortunately.
Same thing.
And she's catered to industry rather than controlled the very companies that she should be and that the department is responsible for regulating.
And so let's talk about, because I don't want to run out of time here, the person who's been tapped to step in, and that is Idaho's Governor Dirk Kempthorne. What's his environmental record look like?
Well, it's not particularly good. He served as a senator, of course, for a long time from Idaho, and so did create a record there. He has a 1% rating out of 100 from the League of Conservation Voters based on his action in the Senate.
Did you say 1 out of 100?
Right, correct.
I just have to pause there.
So we really, I think, can expect to see much of the same. I mean, it really is, Gail Norton in pants. I don't think we're going to see any change of course in terms of what the Department of the Interior is doing with our public lands.
Of course, he's been nominated by the president. He has to be confirmed still.
And, that's correct.
And you think that will likely go through?
I think that, yes. In fact, in some ways it was a very smart choice by the administration, because he is very unlikely to meet opposition, in large part because it's his former senators are the ones who are responsible for confirming him, and all expectations are that will happen quickly.
Is it worth our listeners writing their representatives to express their dissatisfaction and maybe repeat that record you just said?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is the only way that it's a mechanism for people to make their voice heard, and I think it's important for the senators to hear from their constituents what they value and what they're looking for in a person to head the Department of the Interior.
And what's the time frame, Sharon? Is this supposed to happen in the next few weeks?
The time frame's quick. They haven't announced hearings yet, but yes, I would say within a month, it's pretty likely that we'll have Dirk Kempthorne confirmed.
And what do you expect to see Gail Norton do as a civilian after this?
She's been rather secretive about that, which has actually been one of her modes of operating while she's been in government. She's indicated that she does plan to go into the private sector, and she's indicated that she plans to move back west.
Well, secrecy, isn't that the buzzword for the administration these days?
It is, and it's been very frustrating. I think it's, you know, particularly troubling when we're talking about the management of public lands. We're talking about spending taxpayer dollars, and that should be an open process in which the public has the right to participate, and we've seen left and right that right being shut down.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us, Sharon Buccino, Senior Attorney and Director of the NRDC's Land Program, talking about the man who has been asked to step into the place of Interior Secretary Gail Norton, who stepped down, and that is the Governor of Idaho, Dirk Kempthorne. We hope you've enjoyed our show, and if you have been inspired and informed by this program, we welcome you to join our current sponsors in supporting EcoTalk, and to learn more about their amazing organizations, you'll find links to each of our sponsors on our website, which is at www.ecotalk.net. Want to thank our sponsors again, Petecology, Earth Justice, Union of Concerned Scientists, and certainly last but not least, the NRDC. We hope you'll join these organizations if you haven't yet. All of them have great educational materials that come in the mail, and they're actually in layman's terms. You can really understand a lot of technical issues by reading these newsletters. All of them have a great one. You go out and have a great green week, and we'll talk to you next time.